the story of Jericho, the mighty city that was defeated without lifting a sword. If you've never heard of this story, I would highly recommend you read the book of Joshua in the Bible. It's a story of faith, of obedience, and just how God can make the seemingly impossible possible. It's a story that carries the message through the ages of how when you trust God, cities fall and giants are slain. In our battles today, we need to follow the example of Joshua and the Israelites, as what transpired that day can transpire in your life as well. So let me set the scene for you. Jericho was an old city, a symbol of military power and strength, a fortress, and it was considered invincible. A city that was fortified with walls that was 8 meters high and 6 meters thick, and it was guarded by giants. For the Israelites, the task of capturing and destroying the city must have seemed like an impossible task. But God told Joshua that Jericho was already delivered into his hands. The enemy was already defeated. What confidence Joshua must have had when he went into battle. Christians also fight against a defeated enemy. Our enemy, Satan, has already been defeated by Christ. Although we still fight battles every day and sin runs rampant in the world, we have the assurance that the war has already been won. We don't have to be paralyzed by a defeated enemy. We can overcome him through Christ's power. To defeat the city, God gave a list of complicated instructions. The battle-ready soldiers must have been very perplexed when they received these orders. But why did God do this, though? Through these instructions, God was making it undeniably clear that the battle would depend upon him, not upon weapons or expertise of the Israelites. This is why priests, not soldiers, led the Israelites into battle. This strange military maneuver was a test of the Israelites' faith and their willingness to follow God completely. How many of us face a battle today that seems like an impossible task to overcome? Are you looking up at the 8-meter fortified walls of your own Jericho? Are you fearful, weary, and doubting? How can I be victorious by conquering it? How is it that we serve a God that has already overcome our enemy, yet we still act as if we are defeated? The question is, are you willing to listen to God's voice, to seek His presence and guidance, and be obedient in what He asks of you? Do you trust God in your battle? Imagine the soldiers getting their orders from Joshua to stand down, no fighting, no attack, but following strange instructions and have the toughest and seasoned soldiers walk behind priests as they would walk around the city blowing horns. Can you imagine those conversations between them? Yet they were obedient, and by being obedient, they won a battle before it even began. It all came down to trusting God above all else. I know you are tired of marching around the same wall, but what if today is the day that it falls? The battle God has entrusted to you won't be won with your strength, but by His power. Your weapons isn't made for a speedy defeat, rather a patient endurance. It's here where we learn the difference between fast food prayers and spiritual intercession. Breaking generational curses, winning a nation, taking back our families, overcoming obstacles and situations. There is no quick fix. It's a daily fight to show up and walk the territory given to us. The enemy wants us to give up on the sixth lap because he knows what will happen if we make it to round 7. We have a generation who would rather quit than fail, and we are giving up right before the breakthrough. What would happen if we stayed long enough to see the victory? There is an army who loves you, surrounding you. and a God who never loses a battle leading the way with an enemy who already knows he has lost. The same God that made the walls of Jericho crumble is the same God standing with you in your battles. Stay focused, steady on, hold your ground. Today you are weary, but tomorrow comes your shout, for God is bringing you a victory.